So 001, we're continuing in the next file. So the sibus have to work. These are the methods. The animal, and the wheels, the hachevel, and the rope that ties together the pail to the pulley. If something breaks, it's not going to happen. So Hashem created a world of cause and effect. If the truck breaks down, there's not going to be bread in the store. If the truck brings the, if in the chain that's been set up, there's a truck that has to bring bread to the store, and the truck gets a flat tire, so there's not going to be bread in the store. Hashem's not going to make there be bread in the store, usually. I say the word usually because that's the Chavis Halavos here is dealing with the world we usually live in. That there's a chain of cause and effect, and if the chain breaks down, it's not going to happen. But that can't lessen your bitachon. You have to, and that's, so you'll say, but then what's the point? The point is, first of all, let's think back to the beginning of the Chavis Halavos. The point is you're serene. The point is that you're not going to get depressed if it doesn't happen. The point is you're not going to worry. The point is you're going to be mispalel. The point is you're going to always feel this bond with Hashem because you're always relying on Him. You're not going to be overly concerned if things don't go exactly the way you want them to go. Right? So you really are living in a different universe, although it's like a parallel universe. It's all the cause and effect, but it's a whole different world. It's a higher living. It's a living with Hashem. It's a living realizing that Hashem is empowering everything, and therefore, we learned in the beginning of the Chavis Halavos, if your boss asks you to do something not so kosher, so not Baal Bitochen. So even though the Baal Bitochen also says, well, wait a second, I'm living in a system of cause and effect, where my salary is coming from this person. But the Baal B'tochen has that extra insight that it's all just messengers to carry out Hashem's will. So this can't be right. This can't be a right thing to do. He asked me to do something else, sir. He's asking me. Or to maintain your business, you have to talk Lashon Hara. You have to. You feel like you do talk Lashon Hara. You talk, you do onoa to customers. So, of course, you're not going to do that if you're a Baal B'tochen, even if you're living in a world of cause and effect. So that makes the whole difference. It's mashpia on, and it really is mashpia on everything you do. Although the Chavis Halavos here is insistent that you're living in that world of cause and effect, even though you have B'tochen, not even though, and you have to have B'tochen like within that world. But it's, okay, again, the question that we might be wondering is why in the world did Hashem do that to us? Why create a world of that pulls us away and we have to struggle to maintain it? Let's continue. The kachshor hapulos, all the different things, hanasos, b'tchum ha'avoya, lo yitochnu lo'odom b'zulosu kim b'gzeru me'as Hashem yispola. Ha'ma'afshar es ha'sibos Hashem b'ram b'tzon, Hashem is in charge of the sibus also. That's what he's saying. He's saying Hashem doesn't just say, okay, you're going to earn this much money this year, and now you're on your own. Hashem is empowering the truck, and Hashem is empowering your boss, and Hashem is empowering the business to function. Right? Hashem is involved in all the links in the chain too. And then Hashem doesn't just withdraw after giving general guidelines of what should be, and now things happen. Hashem, that's what we call Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashem is involved in all the specificities of how the Gezeira is carried out. So he's there, so you're relying on him, and if they don't work, you don't get upset. Different way, maybe there's Hashem's in charge, you know. So, and he brings down psukim to this effect to make us realize that Hashem is calling the shots in the cause and effect world also. Kemosh Nemar, Kikel Deos Hashem, Velo Niskalu Alilos. Alilos means all the sibus that bring about. So Hashem is saying the wheat should grow, and Hashem is saying it should rain. And rain also has cause and effect, right? The whole, what's it called? Rain is a cycle. No, what's it called? The cycle. What?
The water desiration.
Yeah, well, it has a name. The water cycle. Doesn't sound familiar. Come on, nobody knows. It has a name. With the cycle with water. Maybe it's called the water cycle. Evaporation, condensation, all that stuff. So that's all true. It's not baloney, but velo niskalu alilos. It's Hashem that empowers all of these things. There's no such thing as an independent force. V'yomer gadol ha'etza, that's the bottom line, so to speak. V'rav ha'alilia, Hashem does the planning too, of how it's going to be carried out. But Omar, now he quotes a pasuk in Melachim. This is really remarkable. This is something to reflect on. Ki ha'isa siba mi'im Hashem. Means on a pasuk in Melachim. What's that pasuk talking about? It's talking about after what?
I was going to say Amon and Tamar.
No.
What's the pasuk
about Bathsheba? No, I'm sorry. It's talking about after Shlomo HaMelech dies, and Rehavam becomes king, and his advisors split. Some advisors tell him the Bnei Yisrael complain that taxes are too high. So his older advisors tell him to lighten their burden, to lighten the load. And the young Turks, the young advisors say, no, they're just raise the tax burden. Show them you're the boss. So he listened to the young fellas, and then his malchus was split. Right? That's where Yerovam ben Nevat pops up. And now the Malchus Yisrael was split with all of the historical tragedy that caused. Everything that Avodah Zorah and like the whole, everything became a huge mess. Now really, Hashem's Gezerah that the Malchus Beis David, if the Shlomo HaMelech would tragically be split, was an early Gezerah. Because of things that David did, because of things that Shlomo did, because of things that Yerovam ben Nevat did to the good. So Hashem, this was always going to happen, so to speak. I mean, it was in the works. It didn't happen now because he went along with the advisors that told him to raise taxes. It wasn't mischadesh now that this is going to happen. This was a gzeira from Hashem from the time of David HaMelech. But the pasuk says that he listened to his young advisors, and the pasuk says ki ha'isa siba mi'im Hashem. This was Hashem working, and this, you know, it's scary. We all know this, right? A prime minister, a president, has many different advisors, right? And Hashem wants a certain result to occur. So here the pasuk explicitly says that his almost irrational listening to the younger advisors was from Hashem, so that the result should happen. So Hashem sees to it also that the result happen, and he's in charge of the cause and effect also. But then the Kavitavodos makes a very strong statement: "B'chol zman shenedru hasibus legamri." If you're missing the ostensible causes, I say ostensible because they're not independent, so they're ostensible, but Hashem set up the system that way. He says it's not going to happen. Lo titochen yitzias dover mena pe'ilos hativios el tuchum ha'avoya, unless you're talking nace, so it ain't going to happen. You don't go to work, you ain't going to earn money. You don't go take care of yourself, you don't dress properly, you don't take care of your health, you're not going to be healthy. Hashem set up the world with these sibos, and he wants us to live in this world of sibos, while at the same time recognizing that he's the source of everything. And again, it really changes your life, though. I said serenity, worry, decisions. People make decisions to decisions are different, may Mizrach or Mimarav, if Hashem is part of the equation or not. I think we all know that, right? If Hashem is not part of the equation, we don't know what to do, we're mislabate, we have to think we are gathered, we have to guard against this possibility, we have to guard against this eventuality, and who knows what will be, and you know, and when Hashem is part of the equation of your decision-making process, it's just, it's a whole different world. That's all. You're not living in the same world as the person who lacks bitachon. You just think differently, you act differently, you're more calm, you're more open to ideas, you're more open to compromise, it's nishkefela, because you don't get excited. It's a different world. Different world, you get sick. A person gets sick. So not Baal Bitachon can go crazy. You know. Baal Bitachon knows that although they're going to go to doctors and they're going to do what they have to do, and the Chavis of Olmos is so emphatic that you have to. He's saying a very strong statement for someone who's writing Shaar Bitachon to make, that if you don't do the Sibus, it ain't going to happen, the result. Hashem's not going to perform a miracle for you. He wants you to live in the world of Sibos. That means cause and effect. B'chashen is bonein. He says, and let's say you want to be frum. Chavitlov says, you're going to be frumer than me. You're going to call me an apikairus. Maybe you want to be misbonein. Al zekikos adam. Is it really true that a person needs to live in a world of cause and effect? K'dei levatzeya in yonav, to make things happen. He says, don't get frum on me. Nimtzaim, we will find that they're brurim la'en kol. I'll prove to you that we live in a world of sibos. He says, ki azokok l'mozo. Let's say someone's hungry, he needs food. And the food's already sitting on the table in front of him. Im yosimos ochel afonav fimi shemasim lo. Guess what? He says, that's called sibos, cause and effect. He has to pick up his hand and lift the food and bring it to his mouth and chew it and swallow it. He has to do all those things. You want to be frum? Okay, let's test out your frum kite. Sit and stare at your breakfast and don't move your hand and say, Hashem's going to put the food in my mouth. Now, I tell you, there could be a nice story where someone decides to really work on their bitachon, and they didn't learn Chavis Al-Babas, so they're like a little naive, but they mean well, and with a very pure soul, they say, Hashem's going to take care of me. And then the person's child comes downstairs and says, oh, mommy, let me feed you. Mm-hmm. Just like you always feed the baby, mommy, let me feed you. Right? You have your 10-year-old who gets a mishigas in his head, that just like he sees you always feeding the baby in the high chair, so now he wants to feed his mommy. And he'll pick up the food and he'll feed you. So you'll say, wow, look what Hashem did for me. I had bitachon. So it could happen. I'm not making fun of such an eventuality. But the Chavis Halvavos would frown on such a person. He would frown. And in fact, he's using that as proof. He says, don't get frum on me and say you're not going to go to work. And if Hashem wants you to have money, you're going to have money. Let's see you look at the food on the table and say, if Hashem wants me to be sustained by the food, he'll sustain me by the food. Why should I lift my hand and pick up the food for? He says, no one will say that. And you have to chew it. You know, that takes an effort also. You have to chew it, and the juices have to go into it and breaks it down, and it goes into your stomach. Well, you malach rabono. If you don't chew, you're not gonna eat. But kachat sami, if you're thirsty, basically go solamoyim. So it says, so what's the difference? So he says, okay, I got you. Because his love is being logical now. He says, okay, if you have food on the table, you understand, you have to pick up your hand. You understand that? You have to admit it, right? Good. Let's say you don't have food on the table. So you have to admit, you have to walk to the store and get the food. Right, you have to admit it. Just like the food's not going to fly from the table into your mouth, it's not going to fly down into your stomach, so it's not going to fly from the store to your table either. You have to go to the store. Okay, let's put one more link in the chain. You go to the store, you have no money. You have no money. So you take out your credit card. No. You have no money. So, but the guy's not going to give you food without money. You have to have money. You have to go to work. You have to work and earn money. How else are you going to have money? The Chavis Lubavitch is saying, it's as ludicrous as expecting the food on the table to fly into your mouth. It's just one step removed. That's what he called. This is a Siba Krova, that you realize you have to take your hand and take the food. And that's a Siba Rechoka. If the food's not on the table, it's in the store. If it's in the store, you have to go get it. You can't go get it if you don't have money. So you either have money or you don't have money. If you don't have money, you have to work to earn money. You have to go get a job. So this is all, it's all part of the same thing. This is all the world Hashem created. So he says, so if you admit that to me, if you don't have the food in front of you, okay, I skip the step. Just let's say you don't have food in front of you, but you have flour in the pantry and sugar and an oven. So he says, okay, so you have to, it's not gonna, bread is not gonna materialize. You have to go and put it together and bake bread. Right, you have to work. Adam Arishon had to do all these things. Tchina, he had to grind the kernels. The lisha, the athia, b'chal hadayim lekach. And that's ready if you have the ingredients. And if you don't have the ingredients, you have to buy them. Yosef chomer b'kosher b'sibos im hutzvach leknos ola haskino. You have to buy it. Then you'll make the bread. And let's say you don't have money. B'yosef alkach and nedru lay hadomim shebehem yikna oisa. So then you have to put some more links in the chain. You have to go get a job. It's even harder. It's very nice if you have bread on the table. If you don't have bread on the table, right? So all these links in the chain, and ultimately you have to go to work. Or you sell something, you have to make money. Either you hire yourself out to earn money. Or you have to part with something. You have belongings and you have to part with them because you have to earn money. You have to come up with money. You have to have bread on the table. So you're going to have to sell something you own that you maybe you didn't want to sell. So all this is the world that Hashem created. And Hashem created a world of cause and effect. And that's the world we live in. Now he moves on. Maybe we'll stop here. Maybe we'll take questions. But now he goes on to say why Hashem created such a world. If it's imperative to not fall into the trap, I'm telling you that, again, you could think, well, once he's so emphatic, so then what's the point of bitachon? So for, again, I want to say again, I want to repeat myself. The point of bitachon is, first of all, you're living with Hashem. You're realizing reality. You're relying on Hashem. So you're not, that's what. Now you're starting to appreciate why he starts off Shar HaBitachon saying that the meaning of the point of Bitachon, your first Bitachon causes serenity, makes you calm. That's how he starts off Shar HaBitachon. Now you can appreciate it because the Baal Bitachon is also working and getting up and catching a bus and catching a train. And doing all the things he has to do. He has the same Adam La'omol Yulad. He's doing, but he's calm. He doesn't care if his boss frowns at him. See, he doesn't go crazy because it's Hashem. And I say, if you kept a log, if you kept a log, you can easily fill up the log with 10 things a day that you're doing differently if you have bitachon. And if you didn't have bitachon, you would do it differently. 10 things a day. People, whether you talk to Lashon Hara, you feel a need to give in to other people, even though you think they're wrong, or you're arguing with someone, or you're doing onas devarim. The Gra says, I'll say something Tisha B'Av. I'm going to say this tomorrow night in the shul. Believe that. The Gra says, you know, he compares. He says, most of Ben Adam L'Chaveros are lack of bitachon. Most of the Averos we do, Sinas Chinam, most of the things that we violate in Ben Adam L'Chaveros, where it's coming from, and the shorish hadvarim, he says, is a lack of bitachon. If we have, because we're afraid someone's going to take something away from us, they're going to muscle in on our territory, so we look at it as a, we have this like emotional, we're like always battling with everybody. Everybody's looking for their space. Everybody's like shutting out the other person. If he has, I don't have, we think. And if I have, he won't have. And I want the job, and if he gets the job, or if he opens up a store, or if I don't charge this, I won't have money. Like, he says, the thrust, the shoresh, the root of Ben Adam Lachver was lack of bitachon. And that's why in the second base of Mikdash, with Sinas Chinam, is really makbil to the chait of the Meraglim. It's makbil. Because that lack of bitachon really leads to most of Ben Adam Lachveros. Take an example. I have to think of examples. Just 100 examples every day. Yeah.
Just want to ask, how much, like you said, when we're doing things, right? Like, I don't know, like it's our strength to go to Makolet or buy the ingredients to make that bread, right? It's our shtadlik. But how much is it really us? In other words, how much is Hashem, so to speak, like in our body to give us that strength? How much is it really due to us? Or is that even that attributed?
Everything. If I want to walk to the Makolet to get the ingredients, do you know what a miracle it is? Quote, unquote.
Right.
That my mind commands my
right.
body. People have strokes. Chalila.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, person with a stroke, he's commanding his body. His body's not moving.
Right. So in other words, it's not
point.
Really our shtadlus anyways. So I'm saying it's really
well, that's the point
anyways.
He makes, that Hashem, that's why he brought down those psukim in the middle. That ki haiso siba me'es Hashem. To realize that even the links in the chain, all the cause and effect things, are all constantly powered and empowered by Hashem. But he's emphatic that if you don't carry out those links, then it's not going to happen. That's the chayvus halavus. There's no.
But even that decision to carry out that action, is that really us?
Was that
you know what I'm saying?
What?
Or is that being told?
At some point it's Bechira, but you know, even Bechira is empowered by Hashem. The ability to make the Bechira.
Right.
That just makes it easier to have bitachon. When you realize that even all your hishtadlus and his askus pasivus wouldn't even be possible if Hashem wouldn't allow it, so that's very humbling. And therefore, the minute you start thinking that I'm earning the money and I'm making the decisions and I'm making it happen, all you have to do is think, wait a second, I couldn't even cross the street without Hashem setting up my entire biological, physiological system that I could order my foot to move. Like, it's amazing.
Maybe even the thought.
Everything is not even ours. And the best way to be cognizant of this and to recognize it is, unfortunately, is to see people, you know, think of a person with a stroke,
mm-hmm.
think of a person whose mind doesn't work the way most people's minds work, think of people who can't do things, right? And my father-in-law, you know, he couldn't talk. Couldn't talk for the last year of his life. He couldn't talk. So you say, wow, you know, the next time you make, there's no bracha on talking, but the next time we make the bracha, when you make birchas hashachar, it's all true. Pekeach ibrim, al bisharumim, osali kol tzarki, hamechim mitzadei gover, right? All these brachas, the birchas hashachar, thanking Hashem for like just everyday stuff.
I read a good article by Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik written after his stroke about obviously
right.
not feeling like a
good. Okay. Good night.